real great Halloween present for
you. Yeah, well, what it is that it's Ghost Month.
It's Ghost Month.
I forgot to mention that in the first half hour or hour, that it was Ghost Month.
Yes,
on,
it is.
On Ghostly Talking, it sure is.
Every October, all ghosts, all the time, sexy, hot, ghost action. And speaking of hot, sexy, and zesty, like we were talking about on the break.
Oh, yes, that's our new word of the day.
We do have the very sexy, sexy, hot, and sweet.
Ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting, too.
Yes.
David, from the group, from PRISM. What does PRISM stand for?
Paranormal Research and Investigative Studies Midwest.
Very, very cool. It's great to have you on the show, David. Thank you for coming on.
Nice to meet you guys, finally.
Yeah, it's really great.
How do people get these great names? We have, like, Grimstone Inc., and we have Prism, and Ghoulie. I heard Ghoulie was in the break, and you know, we've got Ghostly Talk. I don't know.
Well, I want to start the UMPR.
UMPR?
Yeah. It's called the United Metalhead Paranormal Researchers.
Oh!
What do you think?
Umper. I like
Umper.
That.
Do you like that? That's pretty cool.
Although I have to say, you know, when you get Prism and Ghoulie, and then you have the other side, you've got, like, Nips.
We need to talk to Marcus about that.
I know, they did send us over the edge.
Thankfully, I wasn't here for that.
Yeah. But Bonnie was.
I heard.
N-I-P-S.
That was a fun week of archiving right there. I really enjoyed clipping that show up. That was fun. David, thanks again for coming on the show. Do we want to? Because David is one of our new field reporters. David has agreed to sign his soul over to the Ghostly Talk Baphomet throne, so to say.
We don't have one of them yet.
You sold out to the man, David. How's it feel?
Feels great.
Great.
Oh, good.
Do we want to knight him right away and just knock this thing out and then get to the good stuff?
Sounds good.
Okay. Are you ready to be knighted, David?
I'm ready.
Okay. State after me.
He's waiting.
Okay, he's waiting.
You didn't say anything yet.
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. Stand after me. There we go. I state your name.
I, David.
Do hereby agree to bow down.
I agree to bow down. I'll forget if I don't say it quick.
Okay, no problem. We can work with that.
This is simultaneous stuff going on.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's real time. Yeah. I like it. Bow down to the altar of Ghostly Talk.
To bow down to the altar of Ghostly Talk.
We gotta get one of them too. Now.
And worship all that is Ghostly Talk.
And worship all that is Ghostly Talk.
To live, breathe, and eat Ghostly Talk.
Live, breathe, and eat Ghostly Talk.
To give my firstborn to the host of Ghostly Talk.
I don't know if I want one.
Not quite sure about that one.
Okay, we'll move on. To give my firstborn, to give my first cat to the host of Ghostly Talk.
Oh!
I do have a cat. I'm not sure if she'd like that. But sure, sure. I'll give it to you half.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
Harem, harem, harem.
Harem, harem, harem.
Kappa, kappa, kappa.
Kappa, kappa, kappa.
Restroom.
Restroom.
I love Scott L.
I love Scott L.
Amen.
Amen.
Doug the Sword. Congratulations.
So sexy.
Was that sexy or what? Congratulations, Dave. You are now a Ghostly Talk field reporter. You are entitled to all benefits and resources, everything you need that all of our field reporters have, which is nothing. But you will have actual admin rights to our picture section if you want to post stuff up. You will get one free month's pass to the Ghostly Talk sauna if you need to cool off and chill out and all that good stuff. Thank you for being a Ghostly Talk field reporter. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Do you still want to be a Ghostly Talk field reporter?
Yeah. Do I really have access to the web, or is it going to be hacked every year?
I
know you guys got that fixed.
Well, in regards to that, you know what? We were really surprised that we had a problem because, we were waiting for it to happen a lot sooner, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't believe it didn't happen years ago.
Yeah, we went 4 years without having really any problems, any real problems.
Here's what happened in actuality. On that server, there's another website that isn't running PostNuke. They're running PHPNuke.
Mm-hmm.
PHPNuke is just amazingly hackable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could give somebody a Band-Aid and they could get into PHP new. You don't even need a root kit. You just need a Band-Aid and some, you know, belly button lint and an old zipper. And you are into PHP new. I mean, it doesn't take even a half a brain. And of course, that was running on the same server.
And that's what compromised us a little bit, too. And that's what brought the server down.
You get into the server, you load up all these rogue things, you know, and then the server's acting not on your best behalf.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what they did, they took that other site down, and it was some kind of clan site. You probably know about clans. Not K-L-A-N, but, but like one of them.
KL4N, or whatever that is.
Yeah, it was.
The video game clan. Yeah.
Yes, the video game clan, and they yanked that site off the server.
Quite competitive, these little whippersnappers are. They hack each other's sites,
huh? They hack each other's site and affects
I'm going to frag you to death now. You don't have any web access. Yeah.
Hey, Wednesday, I'm buying SOCOM 3 like the day it comes out.
Oh, so, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to be high rated.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was nice working with you, Will. We'll never see you.
Bye, Will.
David, you are a ghost hunter. Am I correct?
Like you guys.
Now, okay, see, I'm still getting all of my facts together.
How does that work?
What do you do?
I think you guys know that.
Oh, okay.
I run a group out here in Nebraska, that's about that.
Nebraska?
We have about 18 people in the group, and a few affiliates, and, yeah.
Is there anything...
Nebraska's in the Midwest?
We're talking about Nebraska.
What?
Nebraska's in the Midwest.
Okay. Yeah, we're in Omaha. We're like on the border of Iowa and Nebraska.
Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know.
What do you mean, maybe? The guy lives there, for God's sake.
Well, yeah,
okay. Hey, let's verify this. Do you live in Nebraska?
I live in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, there's your proof, Doug.
All right. It's right here.
Okay, we got a map up right now. Right.
Yes. Okay, that does look Midwest.
Yeah, it's right in the middle there.
I approve. I don't know what I was thinking.
Have you got to bring up the map for Doug?
It's amazing.
I'm glad you put a map on. Yeah, I've been staring at this map like every time I go to ghostlytalk.com, and I'm like, where's Nebraska? We need to label these things.
We need to get like a north, south, east, west thing on there, and roads, a road map, like all the roads and stuff,
right.
So people can get
where
they go.
I will know where... Everybody
we're going to buy out MapQuest, so we'll just do that.
Nebraska's really central United States.
Central.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there,
it's kind of sad when nobody knows where your state is. You know?
I recognize Michigan and Florida. Those are the two that I recognize. Everything else is just like the rest of the U.S. You know?
It could be all one state for all
you care.
Yeah,
you're kind of
south-ish
or north-ish. I don't know. It's one of the two.
David, have you guys been on any recent investigations of that are noteworthy?
We do probably about 4 to 6 a month, so we do a lot of investigations. I just came back from a place last night, got home at like 7 a.m., so I'm tired today, but...
Four to six a month you guys do?
Yeah, we're pretty active, yeah.
That's very active, geez. I mean, we try to get out, like, well, every weekend if we can, but that don't usually happen.
It's like our summers.
The summer's like, but we're doing the show also, so it makes it really hard to go out and do anything anymore, as busy as we are. Have you guys come across anything that was any type of interesting things you've come across?
We're working at a place now. We're trying to, what we try to do is to try to visit a place, you know, 4, 5, 6 times instead of just going once and to see, you know, what's really going on. And we're currently doing a place called the Villisca Axe Murder House in Villisca, Iowa.
Okay.
And back in 1912, 8 people were killed with an axe there. Mm-hmm. And it's supposedly haunted. We think it's haunted, and so that's kind of our big project now.
What has convinced you guys? What has you guys going, like, okay, this is definitely a haunted place? Have you guys picked up any audio, any pictures, anything?
Yeah, a lot of audio from that place. You get a lot of voices of children speaking, really clear voices, and there's a closet door that kind of opens and closes on command most of the time. Last night was kind of one of those nights when not much happened. But,
yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, closes and opens on command, and great place.
Do you guys know the story behind this place? I mean, it sounds like a pretty rough joint from the name you gave us.
Yeah,
Axe Murder House. Yeah.
Let me guess. It had something to do with an axe, I guess.
Yeah, there was a family that lived there. It was back in 1912, and it was the father, the mother, and four kids, and then they had two guests over, two young girls, 11 and 8, I think were their ages.
Okay.
And everyone was killed by a murderer who they never solved the murder, so they don't know if it was one murderer or two murderers. It's a belief that it's about at least two people that killed everybody.
And everybody died.
Everybody got axed. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Lack of a better term, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's the story about that place. The history of the place is that afterwards a man bought the place and he lived there for one day, and then he wouldn't sleep in the house anymore. He ended up sleeping in the barn for the rest of the time he lived there. Sold it to another guy who went crazy, and they found him running naked down the street, and I don't know quite what happened to him. And then there was a family for a while that lived there that they think
I know
the
what
place wasn't haunted
today,
at all.
You know?
Yeah, well, what happened to him? Yeah, he was running naked down the street, Dave.
Sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
Well, we do that around here a lot, but
yeah,
we do that just for fun.
We didn't know that happened all over the country.
Well, yeah, we just thought
like
it was
a la Will Ferrell, right?
Yeah. But that's interesting because now I've heard that about two places.
Yeah, well,
Savage House and Axe Murder Place.
Dave, we actually talked about Savage House yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, this guy, he was naked. I mean, I know a lot of people sleep in the nude, so that's cool. I mean, you know, that's good for your body and whatnot. I imagine he was probably having a very wonderful night's slumber, and something grabbed him and scared him so bad that he just ran out. He didn't think about putting his clothes on. He just ran out. The same thing we heard happen at the Savage House, like you said, Will. I wonder what type of thing would scare you that much to make you just forget everything and run like that. That's what has me kind of thinking a little bit.
I don't know. Unless he was crazy, you know, I don't know. It had been something pretty bad. I don't think they ever found out. I don't know whatever happened to that guy.
Well, there's a lot of people in this business that are crazy. I'm going to say that.
I think we all are.
Present company excluded. Well,
included.
Except for Doug. There are some real crazy people out there that do this, and a lot of people think that we are crazy for doing this. And literally, you're crazy for going out to cemeteries. You're crazy for going to houses where there was murders at and stuff, and trying to get info, evidence, pictures, audio. But see, yeah, there is that factor with the victims too, that they could have had a mental imbalance also. I wonder, you know. Well, you guys say that you're picking stuff up, and you're convinced that this place is haunted though too.
Well, yeah, after that guy, there was a family that lived there, I think about 40 years, and they said that really it wasn't haunted, that nothing, they didn't really have many stories to tell, and then it comes to the present owner who ended up buying the property and didn't really think about anything about it being haunted or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And then one of the paranormal investigators up here in Nebraska came to him and asked him if he could spend the night, and ended up going back, you know, multiple times,
yeah.
And found stuff, and it just kind of word of mouth, you know, spread, and people ended up asking to spend the night, and now it's pretty much, the owner doesn't live there anymore, he kind of rents the house out to people, and you know, he's pretty booked up all year with investigators and people interested in ghosts, you know, spending the night on the weekends, And I think the activity has picked up just because, you know, people bringing Ouija boards there and everybody kind of trying to get these ghosts to you know, appear for them. But I definitely think the house has something going on. It's a strange house.
We'd like to hear some of the audio. If you have that, send it over to us.
I think I emailed you guys something last week or something. A couple of the clips, but I can send you some more.
Yeah, definitely do that. Will, did we get that?
I wonder if it went to my junk folder. Hold on.
Oh, great. We're saying,
yeah.
Our field reporters are getting going into the junk folder now. How does that make you feel, Dave? Jeez, you know? I mean, stuff's going
well, right. I'll email to you guys again, and we can talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, we'll check
it
out. That sounds cool.
Do you post, what's Prism's website?
It's www.ducdeadpeople.org.
How do you spell that? Go ahead.
ducdeadpeople.org. Right.
Yeah, that's .com.
No, like, D-U, no fun stuff in there, just the D-U-C.
No fun stuff. D-O-Y-O-U-S-E-E.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right. That's easy to remember.
It sure is.
Yeah, DUC.people.org. Yeah. I think that I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna check it out too. We'll definitely link you up to our site too for sure, Dave. We'll put you up on the front page.
Thanks,
and have you guys have people check that out.
That's a long email address.
No, it's a URL.
No, I know, but if you had an email, it'd be like, you know.
Oh yeah, I'd use a gmail.com. Prism.omaha @gmail.com.
Well, it's definitely cool to check that out. We'd like to hear
all
more.
Right, I've got them.
Oh, you got them. Okay, well, you want to play a couple?
Can we play them? Can we play them on the air?
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hang tight.
I think I sent you guys two of them or something. Yeah.
We'll pull them out of the junk folder. So we're gonna queue them up right now. Hang tight for 1 second, Dave.
Okay.
Dead air. Dead air. Okay, that did. Come on, hurry up.
What was that?
That was supposed to be a drum roll, but it didn't work too.
It ended up sounding more like a motor starting up.
Or maybe it sounded like my lips going off of one another, too. You hear that?
That, too.
I've been blessed with these wonderful, these luscious, these ruby red tires, right? My mother calls them. And it makes cool sounds like that. We got it, Will?
We're unsure.
Well, I've got them.
All right, Will's got them. All right, well, why don't we give these things a listen? Dave, hang tight here.
Well, this is just EVP clip one.
Do you want to set them up, or do you want to just play?
Yeah, if I knew what I sent you guys. if you play one, then I'll explain it afterwards. Maybe
we're going to let you hear them. So,
Sounds good.
Go ahead, Will.
Okay.
What time are we supposed to leave, anyway?
Get in here.
What?
Get in here.
Huh?
Okay, what happened on that one?
Get in here.
What the heck is that, Dave?
Okay, here's what happened. When I was asking what time we were supposed to leave, asking one of my investigators that what time we were going to leave, and she says, I think she says, I don't know, and then, or she doesn't say anything, and then what happens is that you hear two children talking really clearly. Well, you can't tell what one of the children is saying, but one says, get in here. And then I thought I had heard something in the room, and I thought Annie, the investigator, was talking to me, so I said, huh? And she says, what?
Yeah,
so I actually had heard something, but when I listened back to the tape, it was two children. And we get these voices. It's the same children we get over and over again. And it's always between 1 and 3 a.m. in that house when they think the murders are
coming. I want to say that one more time now that we have to listen for the children.
What time are you supposed to leave, anyway?
Get in
here. What?
Huh? Get in here.
Those are really clear.
Yeah, they are.
You know what's strange with these EVPs is some of them seem like they're residual, like this one, like kind of maybe it's going over what happened during the murder, like get in here, and I don't know what the girl's saying over him or boy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But and some of them end up intelligent where they're actually talking back to us. We got one a few weeks ago, which I don't think I sent you guys, but they're definitely responding to us. We're asking for the door to close, and you know, they're responding to that. But I think I sent you guys one more, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got. Will, you got that queued up?
Second one?
Yeah, why don't we play that one? Go ahead.
Yeah, on that one, what happened is I'd taken a picture in the attic, and what happens sometimes around 1 a.m. is that the attic has this mist kind of form. You can't see it visually, but you can see it when you take a picture. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten this picture, and I'm like, whoa, look at this picture, something misty. But what happens is before that, you hear the kids talking. I just forgot what the boy said. But afterwards, you hear the girl say Paul, which is one of the kids who was killed.
I heard
there.
My skin hurts for some reason. I heard.
Oh, he's going to hurt us, is what I hear.
Well, yeah, maybe. I was just thinking about my roller coaster ride yesterday, too. My skin hurts. My body hurts. That's what I was getting out of that.
But it's something like that. You hear that, and then you hear Paul, and then I'm like, whoa, and I continue on saying what I was going to say.
Let's hear it one more time.
Oh, that was good.
He's going to hurt us, Paul.
He's going to hurt us, Paul. That's really clear, too.
And the strange thing about that house is, though, what's nice is when you get kid EVPs, because you know that it wasn't one of the investigators. You know, we didn't bring kids with us, and we seemed, every time we go, we seem to get the same children's voices every time, and it's just, it's kind of freaky.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this is up in the attic?
This is up in the children's bedroom by the attic and the parents' bedroom. It's a really small house, and kind of a strange layout.
Very, that's great work. Those two pieces of evidence we've just listened to, they're very clear, too. I mean,
those are two just from a little Olympus digital recorder.
What type of digital recorder do you use, if I may ask?
I used a couple different ones. That was, I think, an Olympus W10, and I just set it on one of the dressers there.
Good piece of gear there, if I might say myself. Very, very nice equipment.
I get a lot of good stuff with that on high quality setting. I get a lot of stuff.
Yeah. There is a third EVP.
There is a third one?
Yeah.
Oh, there is. I sent you guys that one. This one's from a video camera, and this was from a few weeks ago.
Let's give this a listen.
Hey, sweetie. Can you close the door?
Do it again?
I hear.
Well, one of the girls who was killed was named Lena, and I hear "Do it again, Lena, you do it." And I don't know. That was on a video recorder. That was from a different day. That was from a few weeks ago. And that one seems kind of intelligent. I mean, she's asking for them to close the door, and you hear "Do it again, Lena, you do it." And
let's give it one more.
We had
listen.
The door to open and close twice that night.
Let's give it one more listen. All right, Dave.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, can you close the door?
And the click noise or the loud thud noise that you hear, is that the
direction? I think that's somebody moving something in the room. I don't think that's paranormal. I think somebody was stirring around in the back.
Did you guys stretch that out a little bit in those isolations?
Yeah, when it plays it over again, then right after the original clip, it slowed down by like 20%.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like the original.
I don't know if I added noise reduction or not, but yeah.
Yeah, original and then process, you know, so that you can hear much more clearer.
Tell you what, Dave, that's very
absolutely
cool
incredible.
Those are very clear. We do have to drop off the line, though, unfortunately, Dave. We got to get our guest on. But thank you for coming
that
on.
That would be good.
Really
but
cool
I have,
stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much. And
keep
welcome.
Us up to date. Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to the club or the family.
Welcome
to
hell.
Yeah, a lot of work is what it is. But if you got anything going on, anything you want to promote, anything you want to share with the world,
definitely get a hold of us.
We're here for you.
Yeah, definitely get a hold of us.
That's what we can do with you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Some really cool work right there.
Wow.
Will, take us away. We need to get our guest on real quick here. This is Ghostly Talk. We're getting a lot done today.
Yeah, this is amazing. So Ghost Month on Ghostly Talk. We're hearing from ghosts, too. I mean, I didn't expect that.
No,
that
was
amazing.
Very cool
stuff. Amazing.
Will, take us away.